The country's second-largest cigarette maker is changing its policy on smoking in the office. Until now, employees of Reynolds American have been able to light up at their desks. Come January, they'll have to either go outside or use specially equipped smoking rooms. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports on the company's change of heart.
There was a time several decades ago when smoking in the office, Mad Men style, was de rigueur. In some parts of the U.S. workplace, one can still live that lifestyle.
We allowed smoking of cigarettes, cigars, pipes, traditional tobacco products throughout our facilities.
David Howard is a spokesman for Reynolds American. He says it's not as though his coworkers chain smoke at work. I ask him whether smoke lingers in the air around him as we speak.
No, I've worked here for 15 years, haven't noticed it, and we certainly have good ventilation systems.
Smoking in the workplace is still legally permitted in some parts of the country, including in Reynolds' home state of North Carolina. But yesterday, as the AP first reported, Reynolds said it would build designated smoking areas and prohibit smoking everywhere else. E-cigarettes and smokeless products like snuff will still be allowed. But Howard says the policy will apply to all its subsidiaries. He says the company made the change to adapt to the times.
Indoor smoking restrictions certainly are the norm today, and most people expect a smoke-free business environment.
I find it very ironic.
Cynthia Hallett is executive director for Americans for Non-Smokers' Rights.
Reynolds and other tobacco companies have been the leading opponents to the passage of these smoke-free workplace laws at the local and state level.
And yet here, the company seems to be acknowledging that there is damage from secondhand smoke to its own workers. But Hallett isn't appeased.
This feels like a lovely PR stunt by Reynolds to say, oh, we're trying to come up to modern times and offer a smoke-free workplace to our employees, when in fact, it's not 100% smoke-free.
She says smoke escapes from designated smoking areas. Reynolds says its new policy will start taking effect on January 1st. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.